Yeah, so the answer to that question, did everybody hear the question?
No, I don't think they did.
Yeah, so the question is, you know, a lot of mathematics has been developed in the context, in the framework of string theory, you're trying to put together gravity and quantum mechanics. The question is, could it be that the math is somehow right and heading in a given direction that might ultimately require we discard this initial idea of strings and just follow where the math leads? And the answer to that question is absolutely possibly yes. We are, in my view, in the infancy of this deep, rich theory. And historically, we got there by thinking about these vibrating filaments and developed the math to understand how they move and how they interact. As we've gone forward, we've realized that the theory actually has other ingredients applied to these little strings. It has membranes that we call brains for short, extended objects. And it could well be that when the final version of this theory is written, the strings might not be the primary element, might not be the critical element. It could be that they are a stepping stone toward the deep understanding. And historically, if that book is written 100 years from now, it might say this wonderful idea of string theory came along, and it turned out to guide scientists toward the true understanding of the unified theory, but it was just a guidepost. It wasn't the actual core idea. That's absolutely possible.
I actually expand upon that. I think it's likely. In the sense, if you look at the evidence of theory right now, that with the realization, and this is the amazing thing about that this second revolution in string theory in 1995. In 1984, the big statement was we had almost a theory of everything. This is string revolution. It put everything together. It looked like you're on the verge of explaining everything. Then 11 years later, the second string revolution came along. What did it tell us? That theory of everything was missing an infinite number of things. That really, that these brains are vitally important in the theory, and maybe much more fundamental, in fact. And so it amazes me, it should give you some historical perspective, that this theory had almost everything, was missing a tremendous amount at the time. It was really a premature statement. It's likely that those statements now are premature for the same reason. But all the evidence, if you look at the realization of brains and maybe an 11-dimensional theory and M theory, is that strings may just be some effective thing if the theory's right, just like particles were thought to be an effective thing in string theory.
Let's take a question from this side. Sir.
Does string theory have any implications for the creation of the universe? For example, what